Not sure what to do with your weekend? Slug Mag's digital daily calendar has you covered. Check out our Slug event picks on slugmag.com.
Shh! Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwave. My name is Benton Wood. I'm in a band called Ugly Boys with four other gentlemen, Peter LaBarge, Paul Zuniga, Tyler Harris, and Cole Eisenhower. Ugly Boys is a band that plays a nice little mixture of things. I think I would brand it as pop first and foremost, but it includes a lot of elements of other stuff. There's some psychedelia in there. There's plenty of funk influence in there. Some of our deeper cuts maybe have an allusion to country music, if you get deep enough. But I think on the surface, I'm comfortable saying that we are a pop band. I think the way we came together is a part of everything that is Ugly Boys, because it had all intentions of being sort of a super group. You know, we all five of us had been in different bands throughout northern Utah. Tyler and Cole coming from Mojave Nomads, myself from Panther Milk, Peter in a band called Fat Jester, and Paul was playing with Dr. Barber, and before that he was in a band called Faraday Le Soleil. You know, me having known Paul for nearly a decade now, and when Paul was living in Austin, I had met the other guys through playing shows, and you really sort of, in a local scene, develop a brotherhood with bands that you get along with on and off stage. So we were all pals, and we found ourselves hanging out. And then, of course, when we're hanging out, we're going to be making music, because that's first and foremost what we like to do. And so this slowly blossomed into a once-a-week get-together and write songs, which evolved into, well, we should have a name, and, well, we should, you know, develop this thing into something more, because I think we took some of the more dedicated components of these groups that we were in, and, you know, it was almost an experiment to see what it would be like to have the most dedicated components of a group in one group, and, you know, multi-talented people, because our design work comes from Cole in-house. You know, I was recording all the demos. You know, design, marketing, branding, and stuff like that was coming from Paul and Tyler, and we didn't know Pete at this point, but so the first year of us being a band was all behind the scenes work, writing, recording demos, filming promotional content, developing a brand, finding what shade of purple we like, you know, all the things we wish we would have done first in our other bands, doing it before it's even called by necessity to be used. It developed into this thing that we felt was all bigger than us, which was awesome to be a part of. And you were proud to be an Ugly Boy. I mean, we were working on this just as much as we were working our full-time jobs. We were at 1.40 hours a week or so. Everybody for about a year. Doing everything from the music to filming some of the most ridiculous stuff I've ever been a part of. But just for the sake of, like, pushing this music. I mean, I can't even think about some of this stuff. I'll crack up. But yeah, I mean, I think the way we came together is probably the most important part of our story, because it sets the tone for why we are where we are now. Which, when we had that sort of momentum as a group, and then we come to our first show, we are wearing pants that are far too big, because of the momentum that in our minds we've generated. And then we realize that despite all the work we put in, which includes rehearsing and includes bettering ourselves on our instrument, we weren't ready to be a live band yet. And we found that out in a very, I mean, at this point it's a comical way, but it was pretty terrible at the time. Because we've grown into our own a little bit more as a live band. But that first show felt like being on a high-speed train that you didn't buy a ticket for, is kind of how we talk about it. Like, once it started, it was going, and, you know, the first words of the first song of our first show were botched. Like, he sang the wrong verse right out of the gate, Tyler did. And I looked over at him, and by the time I had made eye contact with him, he was already looking at me with this look of horror on his face. Like, there's no stopping it now. Like, I'm going to sing the rest of this wrong verse, and y'all figure out what you guys are going to sing. We pass lead. That's another big thing with us, is we wanted a band with three singers. Now we have four singers and five singers, so we're all singing, and we wanted to be able to pass off leads in that kind of boy band style. So when someone sings the wrong verse, it's a crapshoot to hope that we can come back together with it. But I think the way we came together is important to that kind of stuff, because we wanted to do everything right. We wanted to not cut any corners or miss anything that our other bands had. Because when you're in a band, like, you develop things that are necessary for being in a band as you need them. So once we're like, well, this is all the stuff that we've needed that we should have had first, let's do that. But then we get to our first show and we're basically told to sit down and, you know, a humble slap, which was awesome. And just kind of seeing, I think, what's happened to us as a band since then has been way more growth, I think, as musicians than the first year. Because the first year, I think it was more growth of teamwork and being a good collaborator across the different mediums that are required of being a band member. And so now I think we've had to be like, okay, well, now we need to get back down to brass tacks of fundamentals. You know, are my chops good? After the first show, obviously, we've gone on three small tours and played throughout Utah quite a bit. And touring is one of those things where it makes you sort of have to be better, because you're not a weekend warrior anymore. You're playing a show on a Wednesday night to nobody, whether you want to or not. And so you have to develop this sort of extra drive of, well, I have to play every night. That's hard to explain. Like, I feel like with a weekend band, you have a lot of time to rehearse and you have a lot of time to, like, get in the headspace that you want to go play Friday night at a club. But when you're playing back to back to back to back, you might lose that on day four. That, like, oh yeah, this is gonna be awesome. You're exhausted, you're tired, you smell like a van, and you're eating tuna and black beans out of cans and stuff. And I'd hate to deglamorize it, but I mean, it can get rough. Van life and tour life can get a little agitating, and then it's hard to want to go in there and make music at that point. But that's what you're kind of faced with. Stigma of, oh yeah, you guys are a touring band, that's awesome. It's like, well, we booked the tour, we are responsible for what shows and who comes out and who we're playing with, and getting there and making sure we're fed. I mean, sometimes getting out of the van is the best part of the day, because you're in there for 10 hours, and then you go from sedentary heavy lifting play a set, drink beers, heavy lifting, find somewhere to sleep. And then every day for 2 weeks now, same. It's awesome. It really is. I mean, the first couple days are a little, but I found like there's a rhythm that you get into on the road. There's, I think I've noticed in everybody, slight personality changes. Tour Paul and Tour Peter are different than Home Paul and Home Peter. I don't want to use the word survival, but it's like an internal like little tick that is like, all right, I'm in tour mode. I'm a wild beast of a man now, and I will eat out of the can. And I don't, yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. I will have a beer at 9 in the morning. I giveth no shats about it. I'm. You know, you can take it or leave it or take part in it or not as a musician, but there's a great deal amount of politicking is the word I'm going to use that goes on with that kind of stuff, which is how that show was landed. I mean, we came out of the woodwork with zero catalog and you know, zero street cred as a band, but we were able to land that show just through connections we had. And you kind of milk the fact that there are multiple successful bands sort of in the same cloud as Ugly Boys that we're all associated with. But, you know, as I mentioned, it's got to be more than that. It's got to be earned as well as politicked. I think you have to have a good match of both. We wanted it because we didn't want to do the steps we had done and the progress we'd made as local bands is the term I'm going to use. But I'm not comfortable with the term local band. Everyone's a local band to someone. A small circuit band. A regional, small regional band that doesn't extend out a certain thing. We wanted to play big shows. We wanted to, you know, we take pride in what we do. We want that reflected in the shows we play. We don't want to play crowd shows or things like that. You know, we want what we do to be taken more seriously by us. And you sort of, in a very humble asking manner, you want your listeners to have that same respect for what you're doing. Because myself, I mean, I'm the oldest one in the band. Jeez, I've been playing shows in Utah for 10 years. I've played in every basement and bungalow and Kilby Court-esque venue that comes and goes from here to St. George. So, like, I was tired of that. And I wanted something that reflected how much work we put into it. And I wanted the ability to say no to shows. And so I think it was sort of important to us to have a first show, something like Ogden Twilight, something that reflects the, you know, 30 some odd years of collective years playing between us. We reflected on the shows we play and the style of music we play and caliber of musicians that we are, if that makes sense. Now you're about to listen to Babe Don't, a track off our brand new EP. Enjoy.
Treason, hand to my heart.
So we've released 4 singles and an EP, and none of those will be featured on the album we're working on. But there is an album on the horizon of new material. We've yet to break ground on it. The rest of the year goes, we have a tour in the fall that we're slowly starting to put together. And we'll actually be doing Ogden Twilight again this year. So hopefully this run, I think we're going to come into it a little bit more prepared, with a little less wine, because we'll have less nerves to need to sort of stifle. But I don't think I'm at liberty to disclose what show and what date yet, but we will be on the lineup. Obviously, we can be found across the internet. We have our typical handle on social media will be Some Ugly Boys. So at Some Ugly Boys, Twitter, Instagram. Our website, someuglyboys.com, has links to all this stuff, as well as tour schedules as they're published, links to all of our content that we make, music videos. So come hang out with us. I think what we do is pretty fun, and we like sharing it with people. If you enjoy this Ugly Boys episode of Slug Soundwaves, pop on over to iTunes, give us 5 stars, and say whatever you'd like.
Need some outfit inspiration? See the hottest street fashion Utah has to offer in our monthly Slug Style feature.